The next song dates from the martyrdom of Joseph Smith and the expulsion of saints from Nauvoo to assemble in the cold, cholera-infested banks of the Mississippi to prepare for the precarious trek to an unknown Zion. The writer of this song ironically introduced a droll sense of humor to a generally unfunny situation and set the words to a somewhat rollicking Irish melody of the time. We'll need your help on the chorus of the song, which is entitled Tittery Irie. The chorus I usually divide into two parts, one for the men and one for the women. And I'll be singing. And you go sing Tittery Irie. And men, you hold that out. And the women will come in, sing Tittery Irie. And I'll nod my head and you cut off.
You'll be.
Okay. Here we go. Come all my good people and listen to my song. Although it's not so very good, it's not so very long. And sing Tittery Irie, sing Tittery Irie, oh. Now concerning this strange people, I'm now a-gonna sing. For the way that they've been treated, I think it is a sin. And sing Tittery Irie, sing Tittery Irie, oh. They've been driven from their homes and away from Nauvoo, for to seek another home in the wilderness anew. And sing Tittery Irie, sing Tittery Irie, oh. Oh, they stopped among the Indians, but there don't mean to stay, and they'll soon be a-packing up and jogging on their way. And sing Tittery Irie, sing Tittery Irie, oh. Oh, they stopped, made a halt at Council Bluff, but there don't mean to stay. Some feed their cattle rushes and some prairie hay. And sing Tittery Irie, sing Tittery Irie, oh. Some men have got a dozen wives and some have got a score, and the man that's got but one wife is looking out for more. And sing Tittery Irie, sing Tittery Irie, oh. Now, young men, don't get discouraged, get married if you can, but take care, don't get a woman that belongs to another man. And sing Tittery Irie, sing Tittery Irie, oh. Now, concerning the strange people, I've nothing more to say, until we all get settled in some future day. And sing Tittery Irie, sing Tittery Irie, oh.